بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we're continuing with Surah At-Tawbah, and tonight we commenced with the 11th juz. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 100 of Surah At-Tawbah mentions very clearly the great rank and status of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and particularly those who were the forerunners as far as accepting Islam was concerned. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Allah says, the forerunners, the foremost ones from amongst the muhajirin, those who had migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, وَالْأَنصَارِ, as well as the Ansar, those who were from Madinah Munawwara and who opened their doors and welcomed those who had come from Makkah Mukarramah. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. So those who were the foremost, the forerunners from the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and those who followed them with goodness. What does Allah say regarding these people? رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. This is perhaps the greatest stamp of approval, that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. And He has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers will flow, in which they will live forever and ever. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the greatest success. So in this particular verse we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighting the status, the high rank of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There is some difference of opinion with regard to who were the السَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, which group of Sahaba were referred to in this particular, or in the first portion of this verse. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, the forerunners. One view amongst the Mufassireen is that this refers to those who had accepted Islam prior to the Battle of Badr. Mufassireen mentioned those who came to Madinah Munawwara, and likewise the Ansar of Madinah Munawwara, who initially faced Baytul Maqdis as the first Qibla of Islam, and thereafter they witnessed the change of Qibla to Makkah Mukarramah, and subsequently they also witnessed the Battle of Badr. Those who accepted Islam up till this point are the As-Sabiqoon Al-Awwaloon. They are the forerunners. But of course, the other Sahaba then included in the next portion, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ, those who followed them, those who came after them with goodness. And the other view amongst Mufassireen, As-Sabiqoon Al-Awwaloon, refers to all those Sahaba who accepted Islam prior to Bay'atul Ridwan, which was the pledge of allegiance that took place in the sixth year after Hijrah. So the first view is that those who accepted Islam before Badr, which was in the second year after Hijrah. And the second view, those who accepted Islam prior to Bay'atul Ridwan, which was in the sixth year after Hijrah. These are regarded as the forerunners, those who were the early ones in Islam. But nevertheless, whichever of the two views is taken, those who came after them are also included. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Those who come after them with goodness. And here, Mufassirin have mentioned that this group of those who come after them continues right till the day of Qiyamah. Those who will come after the forerunners, the early Muhajirin and Ansar, bi ihsanin, with goodness. In other words, they will remember them in a good manner. They will mention their virtues and they will hold them in high esteem and high rank. Then they will also fall under the promise, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an wa a'adda lahum jannat. Allah will be pleased with them. They will be pleased with Allah, and Allah will prepare for them gardens of Jannah. So this verse is very, very clear, especially as an answer to those who object against the status of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in particular the status of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu. These were the forerunners, those who accepted Islam right in the beginning, and they were with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they accompanied him, they were by his side in perhaps every major expedition, event, battle that he took part in. So they very clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights their status. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very great event and expedition that took place, and that was the expedition of Tabuk. Although no particular fighting took place in this expedition, but it was a very, very difficult and challenging expedition for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Very briefly we'll discuss this event, because seldom is the Battle of Tabuk discussed. Many a times we hear the Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, Battle of the Trench of Khandaq, but the expedition of Tabuk took place in the ninth year, and this was very, very challenging. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu explains that it was during the summer months. The journey was a very lengthy journey. And it was that time of the year where the crops were ready for harvesting. In other words, those who joined the army and left would have missed the harvest of that year. Nevertheless, Sahaba radiallahu anhum prepared, they got ready and they set off with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ka'b bin Malik narrates his own incident. He says that I delayed in preparing and I said to myself that there is plenty of time. It is a large army that's traveling and very soon I will be able to get ready and I will travel a bit faster and I will catch up with them. So he says days went by like this. I kept on procrastinating. Eventually, the army had gone quite a distance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reached a certain point. And as they set up camp, he asked the question, where is Ka'b bin Malik? So somebody replied that, O Nabi of Allah, he is a munafiq, he is a hypocrite. Somebody else says, O Nabi of Allah, we only know good about him, and he is a true Muslim, perhaps there's some reason for his delay. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept silent, and he didn't say anything. Nevertheless, the army continued, they reached the point that they were going to, and no battle took place, no fighting took place. They stayed there for a few days and they came back. Ka'b bin Malik says, this entire time I was overcome with guilt that I delayed, I procrastinated, I didn't go out and I realized it's too late. Even if I have to set off now, they are perhaps already on their return. And the day came when the army came back into Madina Munawwara. He says, at that point, the only people who were left in Madina Munawwara were those whose nifaq, hypocrisy was clear. And those who were extremely ill or extremely weak, I was one of the only able-bodied men with iman that had remained behind. Myself and two others, Murara bin Rabi'a and Hilal bin Umayyah. The three of us, we were able-bodied, we were not munafiqeen, we were true Muslims, true mu'mineen. But we had delayed, procrastinated, and we didn't go out. He says when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came back, the munafiqeen went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they began mentioning their excuses for not taking part in this battle. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam listened to them and he dismissed them and he didn't say anything to them, he didn't mete out any punishment to them. The time came for me to present myself before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, I conjured up 1,000 excuses in my mind that I will make this excuse and that excuse. But when I sat before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and I looked at him, I realized that it was only the truth that will save me. So he says, I said to him, O Nabi of Allah, you know that I have been blessed with eloquence in my speech, and if I wished, I could have made up any excuse under the sun. But, O Nabi of Allah, I am coming with the truth and nothing but the truth. It was my own weakness, my own laziness that I delayed, and I have no excuse to present before you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to him, that go back, Allah will decide regarding your fate. So Ka'b bin Malik goes back to his home. Likewise, the other two, Murara bin Rabi'a, Hilal bin Umayyah, they also confess their guilt, their laziness before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says to all three of them, Allah will decide regarding your fate. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructs the Sahaba that you are to cut off contact with these three people. Nobody is allowed to greet them. Nobody is allowed to speak to them, associate with them. Ka'b bin Malik says, it became so difficult that I would go deliberately to the masjid and loudly I would make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I would look at his mouth to see, is his lips perhaps moving? At least he's replying softly to me. But I could not gauge whether he was even replying to my salam. This was the punishment that was meted out to them until Allah's decision would come down. He says, after a period of 40 days, now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructed our wives also that they should not share the bed with us. And they also should keep their distance from us. And now it became even more difficult. He says, one day I went onto the roof of my cousin Abu Qatada, his house. And I said to him that, oh Abu Qatada, don't you know that I love Allah and His Rasul? He says, the reply that he gave completely broke me. He says, Allah and His Rasul know best. I don't want to say anything about you. And like this he turned away from me. And Quran Sharif describes their condition. إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ The entire earth became constricted upon them. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ They felt as though they were drowning. وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ And they realized that there is no refuge from Allah except by turning back to Allah. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Finally, Allah then revealed their tawbah was accepted. In the interim, the king of Ghassan sends a letter to Ka'b bin Malik. He says, I have heard that your Nabi is treating you very poorly and he has ostracized you, he is boycotting you. Why don't you come away to my kingdom? It was a Christian kingdom. Come away to us, we will honor you, we will give you a position of leadership, we will give you wealth, and you will be have a new family to welcome you. He says, the temptation was strong, but I realized that this was the test of shaitan, and I tore up that letter, and I didn't bother about it. On the 50th morning, a person comes, calling out, where is Ka'b bin Malik? Where is Hilal bin Umayyah? Where is Murara bin Rabi'ah? They rush to the masjid, and then these verses are revealed, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. And the following verse that comes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted the verse, the tawbah, particularly of الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا, these three who remain behind. And on this occasion, Ka'b bin Malik says that I remember, and I will forever remember, that when I entered the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu was the first to wake up and greet me and hug me, and I will never forget his kind and warm embrace that he gave me on that day. So this was in brief the incident of Tabuk and the incident of Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu. And then we completed Surah At-Tawbah. We commenced with Surah Yunus, which is named after Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Just one hadith that I will mention regarding Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had gone to Ta'if, and he was rejected by the people of Ta'if, and then he took rest in that garden, and that slave Addas brought a bowl of grapes to him. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was about to begin partaking of those grapes, he said, Bismillah. And Addas was very surprised. And he said that, this is the first time I have heard these words in this locality, but I used to hear it in my hometown. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, that where do you come from? So he said, I come from Ninwa. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then said to him, that my brother Yunus bin Matta was also from Ninwa. He was a Nabi of Allah, and I am also a Nabi of Allah. And one narration, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that do not unduly praise me or say that I am better than Yunus bin Matta, because he was a very great Nabi of Allah. So this surah was named after Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. There are of course many, many other lessons that we can take from the surah, but we will continue tomorrow night inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil